Crafting a budget is the only real requirement for lawmakers during the annual 120-day session. But last week, there were a few tense moments over a proposed 2% across-the-board plan to cut services for state agencies. Jody, the argument came down to whether this cut was needed now that the state has more money to work with.
The Joint Budget Committee, which is the budget crafting committee at the legislature, split along party lines, 3-3, with Democrats saying that the cuts were not needed and Republicans proposing that they still were needed. But with the rosier forecasts and revenue projections, it looks like there is a lot more money to play around with. Republicans were staying put and they wanted to talk about the exemption for the homestead tax, and Democrats were rebelling against proposed cuts to state agencies. There was a compromise later in the week, but this is what kept them stymied for much of the week.
Well, the Joint Budget Committee got through those issues, and the so-called long bill was approved on Friday. It gets introduced to the Republican-controlled House this Wednesday. Now, one of the nice things to see in this budget is fewer cuts to both K-12 and higher education.
And that's been something that's a little bit of a different pattern than what's been going on for the last few years. But the JBC now believes that they'll be able to restore proposed cuts, including a cut to higher education of more than $29 million and cuts to K-12 of more than $57 million.
Now, you touched upon this, but another item that had strongly divided lawmakers was the property tax exemption for seniors that was cut by Democrats last year, and Republicans said they were ready to go to battle over it this year. But that better-than-expected revenue forecast to the tune of $200 million means that that tax exemption can be restored.
That's right, and that costs the state about $98.5 million a year. And this has been kind of a political football from the first start of the session, and Republicans were insistent that they were going to restore that exemption, which basically gives seniors a tax break on homes that they've owned for 10 years or more. And Democrats, not that they're against seniors, but just thinking that it was not going to be possible and that it would have to again be suspended. This was a big issue and a really kind of a breaking point between Democrats and Republicans so far in the session. But they were able to restore that. And much to the delight, I'm sure, of the Republicans, but also of the Democrats. Seniors is a group you don't want to alienate, especially in an election year.
Now, last year, work on the budget came right down to the wire. So do you think it'll be smooth sailing from here on as the budget makes its way through the House and Senate?
Well, first off, I think the fact that there's more money definitely makes it easier. But I think they may have gotten over the big crisis last week. Last year, the budget managed to attract 80 votes from a bipartisan House and Senate, which is kind of very, very surprising. I don't know if it'll get that amount this time, but it looks like it's on the right track. I think it might be smoother sailing. Let's put it that way.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.